Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Every company that I work with has a sales process, and most companies have that process documented somewhere in opportunity management or a sales funnel or a pipeline. Typically, those processes would include things like moving the opportunity from lead to qualified to proposal to negotiation and closed. And almost every one of these companies have one more thing in common. Their sales leaders are frustrated because nobody is using the stages in the same way. Their pipeline is open to interpretation and it's highly subjective. That drives sales leaders and business owners crazy because they never really know what's in the pipeline and what's likely to close. There is a tool that you can create that will fix this for you, and that's a sales playbook. What is a sales playbook? Well, simply put, a sales playbook adds the definition and the detail to your pipeline that's often missing. It's the tool that helps make a subjective sales pipeline into an objective pipeline because it does two things very effectively. One, it lays out all the activities that should be being done during each stage. So, for example, during your qualify phase, a playbook would tell you what are all the things you should be doing during the qualify phase, right down to the level of detail of what questions should be asked, how often you should follow up, what decision makers you should be engaging with at this stage. If you carve out the exact questions, then you provide a guide to your sales team on what to ask and when to ask and who to ask it to. The second thing that a sales playbook does that is critical to success is creates exit criteria. What are exit criteria? Well, exit criteria are those things that must be in place before a seller can move it from one stage to the next. So, for example, let's say you have a qualified stage and your next stage is proposal. The exit criteria would say, what are all the things that are mandatory that have to be done in this qualified stage before you can move it into the next stage, being proposal? Some of my clients might include things like, you have to have a conversation about budget. All the decision makers must be known. The time frame and the budget amount have to be in the CRM. Of course, these things are up to you and are unique to every sales process. But the beauty of this exit criteria means that you as a sales leader can look at all of the opportunities in each stage and know that certain mandatory criteria have been met. This takes away subjectivity. It stops sales reps from saying, yeah, I think I know how much they need to spend before they write a proposal because you've made it mandatory that they ask the question. When you do that, you create a rigor around your sales pipeline and a predictability for revenue that is second to none. It will help you coach your sales team to success, and I promise you, it will drive up sales. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.